Hi guys, I'm Aaron Weatheridge and you're listening to Medical Autopsy. In today's episode, we'll be taking a quick look into a common condition affecting many women, endometriosis. So endometriosis is a condition where the tissue that usually lines the uterus, known as the endometrium, is found growing in other parts of the body. Some of the places it can appear include the ovaries, fallopian tubes, and in rare cases can be found inside the tummy or around the bladder. It mainly affects girls and women of childbearing age, with some experiencing an array of painful and often long-term symptoms, while others may not experience many noticeable symptoms at all. The main symptoms are pelvic pain, infertility, period pain, pain during or after sex, feeling sick, constipation, diarrhea, and heavy periods. Now, 1 in 10 women in the UK and worldwide of childbearing age suffer from endometriosis, and on average, it takes 7 to 8 years from when symptoms begin to show until there's a diagnosis made. But why does it take so long for endo to be recognised? Today I have with me Emily Vickers, one of the millions of women suffering from endometriosis. Hi Emily, how are you doing?
Not great today. I've actually just started my period and it was only 2 weeks ago that I was on my last one, as endometriosis really decreases the space between each period. So I'm feeling really, really tired and in pain today.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. So how long have you been suffering from endometriosis?
Well, since I started my periods, really, when I was 11 years old, my periods have always been really, really painful. I just remember being at school and keeling over into the desk, sometimes keeling onto the floor, actually having to run to the toilets and vomit because the pain was so bad. And this was all the way through school. I'd miss days, I'd have to be sent home. And it wasn't until I was 18 that I went to a gynecologist after several trips to the GP, who would just kept saying, you know, you're growing, it's normal to have pain, here, take this, here, take that, like different forms of pain relief. Finally, when I saw a gynecologist, they mentioned endometriosis to me because I'd sort of coaxed it out of them. So like they explained what it was and said, oh, it is possible, but like it wasn't until I was 19 that I was offered a laparoscopy. And once I was 19, I agreed to it and they found it and it was growing on the outside of my womb and they lasered it.
Okay, so why do you think it took so long for you to coax that diagnosis out from the health officials?
It's because endometriosis is only diagnosed by a laparoscopic surgery and that is very invasive. And I just don't think there's, you know, a lot of money or time put into the disease as it only affects women. And a lot of people are just sort of ignorant to the problem, really. There's not been a lot of research put into it. Like, in recent years, there has been more, but there's been very little done on it, really. And doctors are reluctant to send you to the gynecologist, so unless you push for it, you're not going to get a diagnosis. They'll just keep fobbing you off, you know, it's this, it's that. Those symptoms can be just anything. They could just be normal period pain, so it's often difficult to diagnose.
And you talked about surgery. What does that entail?
So first you'll see your gynecologist and they'll explain how the surgery happens, and how they explain it to me is that they go in through two incisions, one through your belly button and one through your hip, and it's with two instruments. One of them is a camera and the other is a laser, and sometimes there's two lasers sometimes depending on what they're doing. And with me it was two, and they inflate your stomach with carbon dioxide gas so that it separates your organs out, and they have to take a good look on the outside of your womb to see if there is any endometriosis growing. And of course, if there is, and if it's growing on your bladder, they'll like laser it off there. Or if it's growing on your womb, they'll laser it off there. In cases where the endometriosis is quite bad, sometimes it's basically encases your whole womb and can attack, and it could make your whole bladder and womb join together. And in that case, they have to give hysterectomy, because it sometimes can be that bad for some women.
Damn. And obviously, even when the surgery removes it, it comes back, it keeps growing because it's a continuous condition. What are you doing to treat it? Because you can't have surgery all the time. What are you doing to cope with it?
I've tried various different forms of contraceptive medication, because the hormones, actually having a fake period, so going on the pill, is supposed to slow the growth of endometriosis right down, if not pause it, I suppose, until your periods start again. Unfortunately, it didn't reduce the pain at all for me. I was still getting really bad pain, so therefore it wasn't really working. I tried the contraceptive injection. That made me bleed for 5 months straight, and I just thought, I can't do that again. I've tried the coil, which I got an infection from having fitted, so I couldn't have that. I've recently done my own research, and apparently vegetarian and vegan diets massively improve the symptoms of endometriosis. Just eating really, really healthfully, cutting out meat, is meant to alleviate symptoms. So I've been trying that. I have only been doing this for like a month now, so I've still yet to see whether this is going to work. But if it does, then lots of women should definitely try it, because it's, you know, you're not putting anything harmful into your body and you're not on any drugs, and being a vegetarian, you're also saving the planet. So it's a wins all around, really.
And as you said, advice for many women is to try a vegetarian or vegan diet. What other advice would you give to women who are sort of out there suffering alone, who haven't had a proper diagnosis because they don't know what they're suffering from, and the doctors obviously aren't, as you said, they don't tell you unless you coax it out of them. What sort of advice would you give?
Keep pushing your GP. Having such excruciating pain, no matter what they tell you, is not normal. You know your body. If you feel there is something not right, then you deserve answers, and this is what we pay taxes for in this country. Getting a diagnosis is key in sort of accepting, and if you don't get that diagnosis, you could end up being infertile. So you're not alone. There are social media websites for women with endometriosis. There's forums, support groups within your local area. Like, there's a lot more out there if you just search for it. Keep with the pain relief, guys. Like, it just, I do. I would say start taking ibuprofen the day before your period if you know that it's coming, because that can really help.
And in regards to support groups and the help out there, if you are interested in finding out more about endometriosis, you can find more info on the NHS website, or there's www.endometriosis-uk.org, which has a load of stuff on statistics, treatments, help, and information on support groups. So thank you, Emily, so much for joining us today. And thank you for listening. And join us again next time. I'm Aaron Weatheridge, and this has been Medical Autopsy.